Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today, back for our regular weekly show. I have an amazing woman I will be introducing to you shortly, who is my guest today, a returning guest. I've had her on the show a long time ago, I think it's been, but someone I've known for many, many years and wonderful. I think you're all going to really appreciate her. But first, of course, we have our little section from Everyday Awakening, my book that I published last November. Of course, it's available at everydayawakeningbook.com. And this section is entitled, We Are Both Light and Dark. To sit with our uncomfortable feelings is not easy. Our instinct is to avoid them and run away from them. No one wants to feel down, depressed, or anxious. Yet when we learn to navigate and hold these feelings, we can transform them. We rarely have the intention to purposely feel bad. We usually work towards feeling uplifted, joyful, and happy. Even so, it is important to remember that we are human beings. We have a wide range of emotions that run through our bodies. We are neither just light nor dark. We are all the colors of the rainbow and more. Life is not just about living during the daytime. It is also about living during the night. To walk around during the day is easy. We can see all the obstacles in our path and avoid them. Walking at night is more difficult. Without the light, it is harder to see what is in front of us. We learn to adjust our eyes to open wider to take in what little data there is. To learn to walk in the darkness is valuable indeed. To learn to move forward in our lives when we feel dark is just as valuable. As we become more comfortable being able to walk through our lives when we don't feel like walking at all, our comfort will serve us tremendously. For we are meant to grow and learn. We are meant to stand up for ourselves. We are meant to show our strength even when we don't feel strong. A deeper strength often arises from our adversity. It is connection to our inner light that holds us up when otherwise we would fall down. And it is in the integration of all that we are, darkness included, that we find our true selves. We are both light and dark, both happy and sad, both joyful and blue. So how comfortable are you with your darkness? Where do you need to practice walking in your own life? So this blog that I wrote a number of years ago is one that kind of came to me after a ceremony where a lot of uncomfortable feelings came up. And I remember talking, I think it might have been with my wife or the facilitator at the time, saying something about how, in general, I'm not really very good or very comfortable with feeling uncomfortable emotions. And then I realized, as I looked around at other people, that most of us really aren't that comfortable with uncomfortable feelings. I mean, some people love to dig into their pain, their sorrow. They just marinate in it. But in general, we usually avoid it. We usually look to just be, oh, I'm full of light and love and all good stuff. And there's something that's not quite real about that. There's something that just, for me, I realize that when I can admit, like, I feel like crap sometimes, like people have been asking me this week, hey, Sam, how do you feel? And I'm just like, to be honest, I am exhausted because last week I was traveling. Those of you who caught last week's show, you know, I was in my usual studio and I was up in Massachusetts. I was down in North Carolina. I haven't done that much traveling in a long time and a lot of driving, and I don't usually drive. And the truth is, I'm tired. I'm still recuperating. It's Thursday. I've been back since Sunday night and I'm still recuperating. But in the past, I would probably just said, oh, I'm fine. I'm good, whatever. But that wouldn't have been real. What's real is sometimes we feel down. What's real is sometimes we just don't feel good. We may not always know why we don't feel good, but sometimes we don't feel good. Now, look, we don't have to share that with everyone. We don't have to wallow in it. We don't have to say that. But if we at least acknowledge it, at least be present to where we truly are, then we can move through it. And as we learn to move through those uncomfortable times, those difficult times, it's like learning to walk in the dark. We bump into things, we might trip, but the more we do it, the more we get used to it, the more comfortable we get to it, the more it becomes second nature. And then years after years of practice, suddenly it's not quite that difficult. Suddenly we maybe learn to take the story out of it and just be present to what we are feeling and not make it right or wrong. And so I just felt, and I really included this because I really felt like this is an important thing to talk about, because I don't always see a lot of people talk about, some people do, but not a lot of people kind of talk about, like, you know, we're not just bright, glowing, shiny specks of light all the time. Sometimes we're angry. Sometimes we're depressed. Sometimes we don't feel good. And that's okay. That's called being a human being. That's called being a three-dimensional human being. So I invite you this week, you know, between now and my show next week, is see where you're not being fully yourself. See where you're maybe not accepting your darkness. See where, you know, you're shying away from feeling what you're really feeling in the moment, and honor that and be with that, and just maybe give a little bit of space to that and give a little bit of room to make it okay to not feel okay 100% of the time. And somehow I kind of feel like when we're more authentic and more true to how we're feeling, and we let other people know that, it actually helps them to feel okay when they don't feel okay. So then they can be truthful, and then they can say to us, hey, Sam, thanks for asking how I'm doing. I actually feel really crappy right now. And then I can go, great. What are you feeling crappy about? Like, I'm curious, you know? So that's my section from the book. I hope you like it. It's called, again, We Are Both Light and Dark. It's in my book, Every Day Awakening, and you can find it at everydayawakeningbook.com. And just real quickly before I introduce my guest, I see on the Facebook Live, got a loyal listener, Patty, checking in from Washington State, and a new loyal listener, Mandy, from Tennessee. And Mandy says, I'm always honest about my feelings. People, however, I found do not always want my honesty. Too bad for them. Absolutely, Mandy. Too bad for them. And you know, it's if people react that way where they don't want to hear how you're really doing, that's about them. That's not about you. And we don't always have to be in people's faces about things, but when people ask, like, that's the time to say. But if people don't ask, you know, then they may be not interested. We don't have to share. But thank you for contributing, Mandy. I appreciate it. Hope you stay with us throughout the entire show. So now, it is my extreme pleasure to welcome a dear friend of mine, Nomi Bachar. Nomi is a trained psychotherapist and a holistic spiritual counselor. She is a self-healing, self-actualization expert and coach. She is the director of White Cedar Institute for Expanded Living and the creator of the Gates of Power Method. The method is an experiential, creative, and spiritual, as it assists participants in reaching holistic integration, empowerment. You guys know I love things that are empowering, and fulfillment. Ms. Bachar has been working with individuals, couples, and groups for the last 29 years. She's got a lot of experience working with this stuff, as well as she lectures and facilitates workshops. Alongside her counseling and training, Ms. Bachar has an extensive background as a multidisciplinary performing artist. Right? See, she uses her body. Her artistic background includes acting, dance, choreography, production, and writing. Nomi has dedicated herself to empowering people through the Gates of Power method. Her mission and passion are the exploration and expansion of human potential and the ways it can be achieved through transformation, creativity, and leading a life of contribution. Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant, Nomi. It's been a number of years since you were last on the show. It's a pleasure to have you back again.
Thank you, Sam. I'm really happy to be here.
Wonderful, wonderful. And by the way, I probably mentioned to you, you may have forgotten, but you know, my one of my nieces in Israel, her name is Nomi as well.
Oh, that's a good connection.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we met many, many years ago. I think we even met before I had the network and before I even had the wellness center. So you've been doing this transformational work for 39 years, for a really long time. Just for our audience who are not familiar with you, just briefly, if you can give them a little bit of an idea of how did you get into this transformational kind of space, and where did the Gates of Power, this method, come from?
Well, I'm going to try to make it short.
Okay.
I used to be a multidisciplinarian performer. And at a break in my life, at some point where I was going through, my stuff was coming up, I started going to therapy. And that's when I realized that the working with our inner landscape is as creative as anything else.
Absolutely.
And I became very, very interested. And so, you know, many, many years ago, my therapist of then said, you know, you're a born therapist. And I first thought, ugh, you know, who wants to be a therapist? That's really boring. But then he insisted, and then eventually, in a meditation, it just came in, and it was like, yeah, that's the next thing that we need to do. And I went with it. Anyway, I trained in primal and in psychodrama, because that was close to my heart, in gestalt, in bioenergetics, and started my practice. It's going to be almost 30 years now. It says 29, but
yeah, who's counting?
Who's counting, right? And I interwove a lot of my spiritual background and the meditations and all my creativity. We are doing a very creative, experiential, expressive way of working on ourselves. Mm-hmm. So it's not just sitting and thinking about things. It's moving, it's sounding, it's writing, it's crying, it's screaming, it's dancing. It's, you know, and it's a lot of actionable, very focused way of working. So,
and that's wonderful, because it's like you're bringing the whole person into it. And, yeah. And there are very few people that I see doing transformative work that actually do that, because usually it's either very energetic or very physical or very mental, but it's rarely a combination of all these things together.
That's the strength of Gates of Power. That's one of the strengths. All these modalities are woven very intelligently, very organically together. But also, I got to it because I realized that other methods were not integrating so much the whole person. So that was very important for me to do that. I know for myself how healing it was for me to do all of that, you know, to cry, to scream, to write, to move, to do all of that, to meditate. And so I wove it together. And there are a couple of other elements that we will talk later when we, as we go along here, that to me were missing in other methods.
Okay.
And so, I had to put them in.
Okay. So let's hold it there. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, let's just talk about, you know, gates of power. What does that mean? What are the gates of power? And then we're really going to focus the majority of our conversation on how do we take this, you know, stuff that you know and apply it in today's environment? Because one of the things is we live in a very different world today than we did, you know, even just 2 years ago. And so I feel like people need more tools and more things to support them compared to even where we were just a little while ago. So,
yes.
Awesome. So everybody, please stay tuned. Oh, William, thank you. Great for joining us on the Facebook Live. Loyal listener, William, with us as well. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc and all over Facebook Live. And we will be right back after these messages.
Have you ever thought of reinventing yourself? Are you looking to create a new life's journey? Hi, I'm Kevin Barbaro, host of Coffee Talk XL every Tuesday night, 5, 8 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live to hear me and my guests from a variety of different backgrounds. As a former college coach and a current full-time actor and owner of multiple companies, my show is as eclectic as my life. That's Coffee Talk XL every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you interested in having a better relationship with yourself, others, and God? Greetings. I'm your host, Dr. George Andow, for the show, A Journey Through Into Awareness. On my show, we journey into the awareness that the mind of God is the true seat of our personal consciousness. We join together each Monday at 7 p.m., so tune in on Talk Radio NYC.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I see on the Facebook Live, Mandy saying that she's actually has some things and she's been working with a therapist for many years who also combines body, mind, and spirit. And she says one size does not fit all. And that's so true, isn't it, Nomi? What are the gates of power and why are they gates?
Okay, that's, yes. So let's imagine ourselves as a garden. And in the middle of the garden, there is a light, the light of our spirit, our soul. And the garden has seven gates, like the temple in Jerusalem, the old temple. It has seven gates. Now, the light, the energy, the wisdom, the love of our inner being streams through those gates into expression in the world, and the world comes in through these gates.
Okay.
So these are portals, avenues of expression of our inner being.
Mm-hmm.
And when we say the gate of the body, we mean that through the body, our soul experiences and expresses itself. The gate of emotions, obviously. Emotions are one of our ways, beautiful ways of expressing. The gate of dialogue, which is relationships.
Mm.
The gate of creative expression.
Mm.
Obviously, a beautiful way of expressing. The gate of life path, our purpose, our mission, and our big learnings in this life. Life path is how our soul also learns and expresses. The gate of silence, meditation, and spiritual understanding. And the gate of knowledge of all things, knowledge of life, knowledge of self, knowledge of others, knowledge of the universe. So these are the seven avenues, portals, that the inner being moves through and recedes through.
Okay.
That's why we call them gates.
Got you. Okay. And so these are sort of like the, how would I say, the seven aspects of life in a way.
You can think about it that way. Slices of life.
Yeah.
They all have to be balanced and optimized. And I find that people are only working on one or two or three gates, and they're neglecting the other ones. And you're not whole unless all these pieces of your life, slices of the pizza pie, you can think, are really in good shape. They're being nurtured. They're being taken care of. So we're very actionable and conscientious about that in Gates of Power. We have exercises and ways of giving each one of those gates, pieces of life, giving it the attention, the love, the empowerment, the clearing, the unblocking that it needs. And we'll make sure that all of them are being taken care of together. The gate of the body is connected to the gate of emotions, and the gate of dialogue is impacting the gate of emotions, and the gate of emotions, they're interwoven.
Right. Now people come to you or people like you or me because they have some challenge in their life. They're not feeling well. Maybe they've suffered some kind of trauma in their past. Maybe, they're having a difficult situation. How does the Gates of Power help them to deal with what's not working well in their life for them?
Okay, so here's the second element that I don't feel that methods out there or therapists out there are paying attention enough to that. We have three elements inside of our inner beings. We have the seven gates. These are the portals. But inside that light in the garden, the inner being, you have an emotional aspect, the emotional self. You have the defensive self that guards your survival. And you have your expanded self, which is the drop of divine cosmic knowledge sitting inside of you. Okay. Now, people get stuck in the emotional and the defensive parts of themselves.
Yeah.
And these two parts sometimes fight because the defensive goes like, you cannot feel, you should not feel this. This is not good. Right. We gotta do this. We gotta do that. We gotta prove, and we got whatever. Defensive is very reactive.
Right.
And fear-based. And tense element inside of us. emotional, is very vulnerable, sometimes wounded and such. These two need to be loved, parented, healed, coached by your expanded self. And people don't know how to do that. So I give them the tools to first differentiate their aspects.
Okay.
Many people go to me, I say, no, it's your emotional. I want to kill him. No, that's your defensive. Differentiate your aspects and then step into your expanded self and see how do you reparent compassionately these two elements that went off at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe other lifetimes.
Right. All right.
They're not in good. They're disheveled, as they say in Yiddish. They're not in good form.
Right.
That's normal. That's human. That's fine. But your expanded needs to grow into that leadership position, the parenting position, the healer position, the coach. And that's what I do with my clients.
How do you know when you're tapping into the expanded self?
You know, because the voice, the energy of your expanded self is observant, compassionate, usually peaceful, and it has a bird's view over things. Obviously, you need to do, and that's what we do. We do meditations, we do spiritual study, so that we can tap into that place. And then I have to give them the tools to be that effective coach, parent,
teacher,
and so on. I mean, we have very specific exercises, very specific way of working. And if you want to, I can give you an example from a couple of sessions.
We have to take a break in a minute or two, but why don't you give us like a very short example? And then when we come back, we're going to really dig into like how to apply this stuff in today's world.
Okay. An example, a client says to me yesterday, I'm totally depressed. And I'm going, okay, what's going on? And she says, I feel like I don't measure up. I just bought a house and I don't have enough money to put all the furniture in. So in other words, her emotional is used to feeling less than. So just the fact that she didn't have enough money to put all the furniture in, collapsed her into that feeling. You know? And then her defensive goes like, you're not okay. You're not okay. You're not like everybody. Look at you. So immediately I had to say to her, okay, what are you feeling in your emotional self? Like a failure. What is your defensive self doing? She's beating on it. That's what you're doing without thinking. This is like you collapse.
Right.
Here is your expanded self. Bring her in. Okay. Sometimes I say, I will be your emotional. I will be your defensive. And I'll speak to you. I want to hear how you're coaching me. And so I started going like, you're a failure. Look at you. I mean, no furniture, you know. So it took her a minute, but because she's been doing this work, she immediately stepped and she put these two to rest. And it was beautiful, actually. I was listening to it as her she was saying things that were lovely. She said, everybody has, she was saying to me, which is her other part, everybody has a different way of developing. Everybody has a different fortes, you know, strength. Everybody has, we're all on a journey. Let's not blame ourselves. Let's accept everything's, I mean, she was saying such healing things that came because she stepped into her expandedness. And she was speaking to herself from that place.
Yeah, it reminds me of that old expression, you know, to sort of paying attention to like what's going, how we talk to ourselves, that like if we talk to our best friend the way we talk to ourselves, they would never stay our friend, because we're always so harsh with ourselves and so challenging, that if other people like hurt us, like they'd be like, oh, get away from me. But we do it to ourselves all the time, unconsciously or without awareness. And so when you, it sounds like what you're doing, you get them to step back and now talk to our, get people to talk to themselves from a way of, from a perspective of more compassion, of a perspective of support, of a perspective of showing wisdom. The beauty of what's
wisdom.
Yeah.
He was talking to me, and as I was listening, I was being comforted. I mean, I was being her little selves, but I was so surprised, and it was just lovely. And I said to her, how do you feel now? And it was a huge shift in the way she looked, in the energy that was coming. And she was crying before and looking all, and she was, it just cleared up.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, let's hold it there because we've got to take a break now. I see Susan checking in from Wisconsin on the Facebook Live. Welcome, Susan. Glad you can make it today. When we come back, I'd really like to let's take this system of the gates of power. And I would love to know, like, over the last year and a half, like, with we're kind of in a different world, like, how people can use this information, how they can use maybe some exercises to really help them deal with some of the common things people have to deal with on a daily basis now, because we're all dealing with so much uncertainty, with loss, with all kinds of things. I would like to give them some tools to help them, and maybe some examples to follow of how to stay centered and grounded in one of our most volatile times that we've ever lived in.
Right. Yes.
Beautiful. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour with Naomi Bakar, creator of the Gates of Power Method and the director of White Cedar Institute for Expanded Living. And we will be right back after these messages.
Do you feel uninformed about menopause and how it impacts on your life? Hi, I'm Pat Duckworth, women's health strategist and host of the Hot Women Rock radio show, empowering women leaders at menopause. Join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. UK time on talkradio.nyc for interviews with inspirational women who will share their top tips to rock your world.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy Gee, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Nomi, so let's face it, the world we're living in today is so much more unpredictable than before. You know, we've been through a horrendous time. Many people have lost their lives. People have lost their careers, industries, partners, all kinds of things. And we're still not out of the woods. And one day things are okay, next minute they're not okay with new variants, not new variants. I mean, it's hard to know which way is up. And like, you know, people ask me, oh, if I have any, you know, plans for the next 6 months. And I'm like, 6 months, I can't even tell you, you know, I'm not even sure next week what's going to happen. So when people are dealing with so much uncertainty, it's really challenging for us as human beings, because it doesn't feel safe to have so much uncertainty. How do we learn to use this method to help us to stay more grounded or more open to what's in front of us while we're dealing with so much uncertainty?
You know, Sam, because stress takes us into defensiveness normally, it disconnects us from our expanded self, that part of us that is the source of your power.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually, as human beings, we get disconnected early when we begin to feel that something is not okay with me. I'm not loved. I'm not lovable. I'm not enough. I'm blah, blah. All the things that we internalize as missing in us, which happens, you know, young. And then our defensive self is taking over by saying, compensating, by saying, I'm going to be strong. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to, all these protective ways that we develop. That's the first disconnection. And we just disconnected from our emotions. Mm-hmm. And we went into a compensation.
Mm.
Right?
Okay.
And now we're living a whole life in a compensation place. And now, now comes a huge challenge. And the tendency is to disconnect even further.
Right.
To go into numbness, avoidance, addictions, Netflix, I don't know, whatever, right?
Right.
To not be there. To not be there. Now, that is not going to ground us in our power. We know that.
Right.
But that's what people do.
Right. It just takes us further away from our power.
Right. So my suggestion to people, including myself, keep yourself grounded in, you spoke about feeling, in your truth in terms of feelings, and in your truth in terms of who you are spiritually.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
You are, you, me, all of us, we are the substance of God. We are the substance of life. And life is that huge consciousness that creates it and recreates it. And you know,
mm-hmm.
we are that. You, me, and everybody, we are available, if we want to the mind of the universe. This is your expanded self. It has tremendous knowledge, intuitive.
So how do people have the presence of mind to like stop themselves when they're in the middle of a spiral to be able to take that step back?
It's the practice.
Okay.
What is it? How do you choose to live? Do you choose to live disconnected? Avoid mm-hmm. your feelings mm-hmm. and avoid your spiritual nature mm-hmm. and just be numb and comfortable
mm-hmm.
and kind of safe until the storm passes. But then you are going to continue doing it because that's a habit.
Right. And then there's always another storm. There's always something bigger will come.
Right. So the practice is just like you were reading in the beginning. You need to take me time on a daily basis. And you need to sit with yourself and be intimate with yourself. And ask yourself, how am I feeling? What is happening to me? Get in touch with your emotional self. Relax your defensive self a little bit, because your defensive self is going to say, we got to do this and we got to do that and we don't like this and we don't like that and blah, 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 blah. Monkey mind. You have to say, hold it, just sit and breathe. And as you're doing this, do your meditation. Connect with the higher source. So that you can channel some empowerment. That's where power is. That's what truth is. You know? And then see if you can lovingly relax your emotional self, give your emotional self like a spiritual hug, give it some, you know, compassion, relax your defensive self, and choose your thoughts, your feelings, your actions from a place that's real. Talk about. Don't be unreal with yourself. This is why I like what you read.
Yeah.
People being unreal with themselves.
So what I'm hearing you saying is it's really a practice in presence.
Yes.
It's really about tuning in and really being present to what are we feeling underneath all of this.
Right. And how am I coaching myself from a place of wisdom? And the meditations, when you meditate, you come together with that oneness. I mean, I know that when I need an answer for difficult questions, I go into a meditation because I know I'm going to download it. But even as an artist, I would kind of download my pieces. I would be in a meditative place on my couch with my legs up, and the piece would come to me. You know, it's that, you know, Kabbalah is receiving. It's that receptive place.
But
you need to open that
space
inside of you to receive.
It reminds me of that old expression that, you know, prayer is us talking to God, meditation is us listening.
Right. But we need to do both.
Right.
You know, we need to do both. And people are avoiding doing that. But that's really what you read in the at the beginning. And what I'm saying now is sit with the truth. The emotional truth, the human truth, and the highest truth. Sit, be there. Don't run away. from yourself. As you said, challenges are kind of like the best way to grow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's we learn so much more from our challenges, and we grow so much more from our challenges than we do from our successes.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. So Sid, this is an opportunity. The other thing I would say is pay attention to all the seven areas of your life, your seven gates. Don't become lopsided, because that's not going to help you. It's like going to the gym and just working your right hand and your left leg or something. I mean, nobody does that.
Right.
You know, the whole body and your whole life as a whole needs to be paid attention to.
I see Mandy on the Facebook Live saying that when she's not in her core self, she spirals out of control. Everything you're, Ms. Nomi is saying is 100% accurate. Daily check-in, daily meditation, deep breathing exercises help her to stay grounded and centered, return to her core. So, people are giving you the virtual thumbs up or figurative thumbs up, Nomi. All right, we've got to take our, I can't believe it, last break for the show already. When we come back, I want to talk about how to deal with a particular challenge I feel a lot of people have these days during this pandemic, which is loss. Uh-huh. And may not necessarily be loss of an individual, but could be a lot of different types of loss.
Right.
And dealing with loss tends to be one of people's biggest challenges. Okay. So think about that during the break, and we'll deal with that when we come back. Okay.
Yes.
Wonderful. So thank you, Mandy. And thank you for all the loyal listeners tuning in on the Facebook Live. Please continue to post your comments and questions. We'll get to them. You are listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on talkradio.nyc, all over Facebook Live. And we will be right back after these messages.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Podcast, Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. So Nomi, We've been talking about a lot of ways for people to just stay present, stay in their power, not check out or not, you know, beat themselves up emotionally or defensively. One of the things I see that a lot of people are having to deal with these days is loss. I have a friend, and not all from the virus. You know, yes, yeah, some people have lost loved ones from the virus. I have friends who've lost their parents to cancer. I have a friend who lost her son to drugs. He OD'd on drugs. You know, the different people have done different things during this pandemic, and this separation, I think, has, you know, been very challenging for a lot of people. And I'm just curious, how do we deal with this loss? And it could be loss of freedom. It could be loss of, like, I used to love to travel and now I don't feel safe to travel anymore. You know, loss could be all kinds of things.
Yes. Well, again, loss is different things to the different parts of ourselves. Loss to our emotional self feels very painful.
Mm, yeah.
Loss to our defensive self, it tries to avoid it.
Right.
Or find ways to negate it or move around it. If you're looking at loss from the highest perspective of your expanded self,
mm-hmm.
Look at life. Things are constantly changing.
True.
The leaves die every October, whatever. There is a death there.
Mm-hmm.
They come back in the spring.
Right.
The planets, some are disappearing, some are appearing. So life is moving in patterns of death and renewal all the time.
Mm.
And so emotionally, you need to be real and you need to give yourself a lot of love and compassion around the feeling that you have.
Right.
And spiritually, you need to allow life to move in its patterns that are death and renewal, death and renewal, death and renewal. I mean,
right.
You lose your business. And yes, it's devastating. So you sit in that for a minute. You acknowledge that, as you say. You give it some love. You give yourself some love around it. And then you give yourself some gentle coaching around it. And you say, this is possibly a death that can create a new growth for us.
Hmm.
You know? And right. You know that when we lose people that we love, that's a very hard thing to, you know, to go through.
Right.
At the same time, we know that their spirits are going on. I mean, I know, and usually most right. people know that.
Yeah.
They're going to be rebirthing themselves in some way, some other way, because spirit right. doesn't die, consciousness doesn't die.
Right.
You know.
Right. So again, it's being present. It kind of goes back to what I talked about at the very beginning of the show, being present to those uncomfortable feelings, to that right. sense of loss, right. grieve it, you know, allow your body to go through what it's feeling.
Right.
But it sounds like what you're saying is then take a look from this higher perspective,
yes.
which you may not be able to do in the beginning. Like when you first get the news or something first happens, you may not be able to sort of pull yourself out and see things from that 10,000 foot
right.
view.
Right, so, right. But so if you have the habit of sitting mm-hmm. daily
mm-hmm.
and accessing all views,
mm-hmm.
okay, this is what I feel emotionally, this is what my defense is doing. And this is what I'm teaching my clients. Sit daily and access all three views. Let all parts express. Sorry. And then coach gently, compassionately, from your wisdom.
Mm.
But don't do it before you let everybody feel what they feel. Everybody, I mean, all these other parts.
Parts of yourself, sure.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not you coaching your clients. It's your clients coaching themselves.
Absolutely.
So,
yes.
So what you're saying is that we actually, the more we're self-reliant, yes, that we come up with our own answers and not, yes, look to somebody else to fix things, right, or change things, right, that's when we're really living in our power.
Yes. 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 And what I say to all of them, you are your own leader. You are your own healer. You are your own parent. I am just giving you tools.
Right.
I never, you know, I always say, okay, they tell me things. I go, okay, where is your expanded self? Let's hear it.
Mm.
Step into those shoes.
Mm.
And now talk to yourself from here. I mean, this is invaluable because...
My expanded self is giving you a big virtual hug right now because love this conversation. Unfortunately, we're coming to the end of the show.
Okay.
I really appreciate all you've contributed and shared with our audience. If people want to learn more about Gates of Power, learn more about your work, or get in touch with you, how would they do that? What's the best way for them to find you?
Gatesofpower.com. There is a contact page. And they can I give 30 minutes free consultation, and they could just schedule themselves and we take it from there.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Do you have anything coming up? Do you have any classes coming up or anything?
Classes are going on all the time now because we're an institute. People are going to start. People graduated level 7. People are starting level 1. There are 7 levels to the workshops. It's going on. Meditations twice a month. There are groups going on. Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So everybody, that's www.gatesofpower.com. Nomi, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I so appreciate you and I so honor the work that you do. It's so beautiful. I see William, Mandy, Patty, everybody on the Facebook Live is giving lots of thanks and applause and the hands together. So thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you for doing this, Sam.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And thank you, my loyal listeners. Thank you all for contributing and being present today. Or if you're listening to the recording on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you find us, thank you for tuning in. If you got something out of this episode, if there's something in the show that really touched you, please share it with your friends, your family. Maybe there's something in it for them as well. So thank you all for tuning in. Remember, later today at 5 p.m., it's Frank Harrison and his show, Frank About Health, followed by Johnny Tsunami and Planet Pocololo. And tomorrow we've got our Friday block of shows, and then we do it all again next week. Thank you all for tuning in. I so appreciate you all. We will talk to you next week.
Listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Did you know that nearly 1 in 5 adults in the U.S. battles mental illness? Hi, my name is Albert Dabba. I'm the host of the show Extra Inning. Extra Innings, I discuss the topics of wellness, mental health, and the experience of surviving multiple suicides within my family. Listen live every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern to Extra Innings for discussions with sports figures, artists, mental health professionals, and many others. That's Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Have you ever thought of reinventing yourself? Are you looking to create a new life's journey? Hi, I'm Kevin Barbaro, host of Coffee Talk XL every Tuesday night, live, 8 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live to hear me and my guests from a variety of different backgrounds. As a former college coach and a current full-time actor and owner of multiple companies, my show is as eclectic as my life. That's Coffee Talk XL every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.